Blog Talk Radio.
I'm gonna lay down my burden down by the riverside, down by the river, down by the riverside. I'm gonna lay down my burden down by the riverside and study war no more. I'm gonna lay down my burden in the hands of Jesus, in the hands of Jesus, in the hands of Jesus. I'm gonna lay down my burden in the hands of Jesus. Then I won't stress no more. Hallelujah. You just tuned in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry here on Blog Talk Radio. We are here every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, email or tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we're on the air live. We want to welcome our listeners to the service today, whether by web or by phone. We are so glad that you took time out of your busy day to be a part of the service today. Amen. I am your host, Minister Elaine Jackson. And again, we want to welcome you, and this is your first time. We want to encourage you to follow Voice of Truth there on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and on Google Blog as well, and become a part of the Voice of Truth family and a part of Without Walls Worldwide Ministry family. And you can just do that by following us on our social media platform, all the ministries that are up under the leadership Apostle Prophet Yvonne Ryle and Pastor Joseph Ryle. Also follow us there on here on Blog Talk Radio. Amen. So we want to thank God for you being here with us today. This is a day that the Lord has made, and we ought to rejoice in it. At this time, if you have a prayer request, you can press the 1, and I will bring you in for prayer. Amen. To God be all of the glory. We do ask that you do not give your name, only your prayer request, and I will bring you in for prayer. This is a worldwide ministry, and people listen all around the world. And we want to encourage you, if you need prayer, just press the 1, and I will pray for you. Amen. To God be all of the glory. We just thank God for allowing us to be in the land of the living. Amen. To be in the land of the living. God is so awesome. He is able to do all things but fail us. We got to trust him. In the last and evil days, we got to trust in the Lord with all our heart and soul, mind and spirit, knowing that our God is able to do all things. It's nothing too hard for him, and he still is in control. If you have prayer, if you need prayer, you can press the 1, and I will bring you in for prayer. Amen. To God be the glory. I don't see anybody with their hand raised, so I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we say hallelujah and glory to your name. We give you the highest praise. Father God, we ask you right now to meet the needs of your people all over the land, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You know what the need is, oh God, and we know that you're able to supply. And we thank you in advance, oh God, for supplying the every need. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, that you never sleep nor slumber. We thank you, God, that you're our help and our deliverer. We thank you, God, that you're our rock that we can stand on. We can stand on your word. Lord, we thank you right now, God, that you have already made a way, that you have already worked it out for your church and your people, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. I ask you to bless every household that's under the sound of my voice, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, in the body of Christ right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, cover them under the blood of Jesus from the top of the head to the very soles of the feet, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, We thank you right now for your blood. Your blood still has power. We thank you for the blood, oh God, that covers, ask you to cover every household right now under the blood of Jesus, oh God. I declare your word and decree your word, oh God, that no weapon that is formed against the church of God, the people of God, it shall not prosper in the mighty name of Jesus. No weapon, no weapon. It may form, but it will not work. I ask you to turn it around, oh God, right now. Every evil spoken word and send it back to the house that sent it unto your people house in the name of Jesus. We ask you to reverse it right now. We break those words in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now, God, that you are holy and a righteous God. Oh, Father God, we know that you have the last word, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you that your God is still in control, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, you are our shepherd. And Father God, we know that because you are our shepherd, we shall not want. Oh God, we thank you for the new things, oh God. We thank you for the new beginnings. This is a new month, oh God. And we ask you right now, in the name of Jesus, to open up doors for the people of God all around the world, oh God. Shut the doors of the enemy, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Don't let them walk near the door. Don't let them go through the door. Don't let them go back to anything that you have called them from, oh God, in the name of Jesus, I pray. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, give them wisdom and knowledge and understanding. Give them discernment to know what is you and what is not of you, what is good and what is evil. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, I give you praise, God, and I give you honor, God, in the name of Jesus. We give you glory, Lord. We lift you up. You said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. So we lift you up, oh God, today and every day of our lives, oh God. Oh, what a mighty God that we serve. We ask you to come and be here in your presence among thy people, oh God. Fill the hearts right now, God, with your love and your joy and your peace like never before, God. Let them feel thy presence, I pray, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I thank you right now. I call it, come, O Holy Spirit, for thou art welcome here. Come, Holy Spirit, come in this place. Come where the people of God are right now, in the name of Jesus. I give you praise and honor and glory. In Jesus' mighty name, it is so and it is done. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God, for he is able to do all things but fail us. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Since I laid my burden down, glory, glory, hallelujah, since I laid my burden down, I feel better, so much better, since I laid my burden down, I feel better, so much better, since I laid my burden down, Lord, burden down, Lord. Since I laid my burden down, Lord, burden down, Lord. Since I laid my burden down, glory, glory, hallelujah. Since I laid my burden down, glory, glory, hallelujah. Since I laid my burden down, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah, since I laid my burden down. Amen. Today is coming from the Old Testament and the New Testament. I'm going to come from Psalms 55 and verse number 22. And the word of God reads, cast thy burdens upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. And then we're going to go over to Matthew's. Amen. We can prove the word of God with the Old Testament. Amen. To God be all of the glory. Matthew's 11th chapter, and I'm going to read verses 28 and 29. And the word of God reads, for the people of God for this hour, come unto me, is what Jesus said, is in the red. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. My yoke upon you, and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. He says, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. The title of the message today is Lay Down Your Burden. When I came on the air, I sang, burden down, Lord, burden down, Lord. We, as believers of Christ Jesus, a burden. You know, we carry burdens, and those burdens are heavy. But Jesus is our burden bearer. We, as believers of Christ, must lay down our burden at the cross, because Jesus has already carried our burden. That's why he tells us to cast all our cares, cast all our worry, cast all of our sorrows, our pains, whatever we're going through, we need to lay it down, because it's a burden unto us. And it's a heavy load to carry, a burden that you don't even have to carry. He said, learn of me. How are you going to learn of him? By the book, the Bible. Comes in the volume of the book. And if I'm going to learn about him and how easy it is to put on his yoke every day, Jesus, his word every day, it makes my burden lighter, because I know the Savior who carried the cross. I know the Savior that laid down his life and carried all of our sins. He carried every sickness and disease. He carried every burden that you could carry. We got to lay it down. We got to be like trees planted by the rivers of living water. We got to lay it down by the river of living water. We got to lay it down. Because do you know that there's peace in the presence of God? There's peace when you're planted by the rivers of living water. There's peace for your soul and your mind. He said, I'll give you peace. I'll give you rest. He said, unto the righteous shall I give you peace. He said, but you got to lay down your burdens. Why are you carrying your burdens like a bag, lady? Why are you carrying all the burdens when I already done carried the burden? Why are you carrying it? Can you lay it down at the cross? Can you give it to me? You know, many times we carry the burden. We carry it, and maybe sometimes we don't realize that we're carrying the burden, but we need to lay down the burden at the cross. We need to leave it there with him. We need to surrender all of our burdens. Surrender it to him. Give it to him and leave it there. That's why he tells us in the word of God, we can cast our him because he cares for us. He cares for us, and he will make a way for us. He will give us rest even in this day and time where so much is going on in the world. He tells us to cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain you. In other words, I will keep you. I will provide for you. I will make a way for you. If you will just lay down the burden, if you will lay it down, I can give you rest at night. The word of God says, ain't no use to us, and I'm going to paraphrase, ain't no use of us walking around at night and can't sleep at night when our God has already told us to give it to him, to cast all our burdens upon him, because he's able to keep us in our right mind. No, some of us, as a song said, we don't want to study war no more because we got a war going on in our minds. So we got so many things going on, and there's so many burdens that we're trying to carry, and we're trying to carry these burdens, and it's weighing us down. And some of the burdens are bringing us sickness. Some of the burdens are bringing us sorrow. Some of the burden is bringing us pain. But if we were to give it to Jesus, the burden bearer, he carried all of our sins. We can't carry it. We got to give it to Jesus. We got to cast all our burden upon him. Let him carry it, because he's already done. We got to give it to Jesus. Jesus said, come to him, and he will give you rest that the world can't give you. He can give you peace that the world can't give. So give it to him. All of our burdens. We need to talk to him about our burdens. And we need to leave it with him and not pick it back up. And I know that's not an easy thing to do. It's hard to do it sometimes when the enemy is coming at you on the north side and on the left side and from the east and the west. Oh, it's hard. But God said, if I just give it to him, if you just give it to him, he said, I'll make a way. He said, don't you worry about it. Why worry, as they say, about the things that you can't change? Give it to Jesus. He's our burden bearer. He has already carried our heavy load. Give it all over to Jesus. Give your burden to the Lord, and he will take care of you. I want to ask you today, what you carrying? Why are you carrying your burden? To give them to Jesus. Yeah, we live in a fallen world. But we got Jesus, and he's on our side. And he's already carried all of that to the cross. So why are we carrying it? Because he has already carried it. He said, give it to me. Why are you carrying it? It's weighing you down. Why are you carrying it? Why are you carrying those burdens when I have already carried the burden? Give it to Jesus. He invites us to lay it down. He tells us to lay it down at the cross and leave it with him. Got to lay it down. We got to lay that burden down. We got to give all our cares, all our burdens unto the Lord. And he will take care of us. That's a promise to the body of Christ. We are burdened down with stuff that we don't even need to be carrying. We need to cast all our cares and burdens and lay them down at the cross. Nail them to the cross. Jesus was nailed to the cross. He carried. He shed his blood. His body was broken and was pierced, and his hands and his feet had a crown of thorns. He carried everything that we could even imagine that we could do and sin. Anything that could come against, he's already carried the burden. We got to lay it down. So when we lay it down, we're going to feel better. And we'll feel lighter instead of heavy. We'll get some rest. And we'll have a peace of mind if we'll lay down our burdens. If we will lay it down. And we'll give it to Jesus. We need to lay down all our worries. all our anxiety, all of our grief and guilt, all of the issues of life that come daily, all of our issues in our marriages and tension in our marriages, all our financial issues and problems and lack, all of our enemies, our haters, all of our health issues and our sins, and all the things that go on in the house, we got to give it to Jesus. We got to give him all of our burden and give it to Jesus, and he will give us rest when Jesus has already carried it. You know, when Jesus was carrying the cross, Simon of Cyrene helped him carry the cross. It was a heavy burden, y'all. He was carrying, he was weak. He had been whipped and beat with a cat and nine tail. The blood of Jesus was flowing from every wound upon his body. His hair was covered in the blood, saturated with his blood. Blood was on every thorn on the crown, of thorns that they placed upon his head and pushed down in his beard was ripped from his face. Blood was everywhere. He was carrying our burden. But you don't have to carry him, because he's already carried a man of God. He's already carried a woman of God. He's already carried him. Carry him. Don't carry him no more. Can you lay him down at the cross? Can you lay him down and leave him there? Because he will make a way for you. He said, cast all your burdens upon me, for I care for you. I'm going to sustain you. It don't matter what it looks like. No matter what it feels like. I'm still God. I'm still Jesus. I came in the flesh. And I carried your burden. I carried every sin, pain, every sorrow, anything that you could go through in this life. He's already carried it. Can you give it to Jesus? Can you lay it down at the cross? Can you lay it down? You're going to feel much better if you lay it down. You know, I know it's a hard thing to do. But if you talk to Jesus, if you get to know him in his word, he said, if you know me, your burden will be lighter. Problem is, most of us don't spend enough time with him to know it. We don't know it. He said, come in the volume of the book that you might know me. You can claim all the promises of God in the word of God. He has carried thy burden. Time for you and I to cast all of our burden upon him, for he cares for us, so that we might have peace. We can't do it the world way. He said, come. Now I want to talk to those that are not saved. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Jesus came that you might live and have eternal life. My brother and my sister, it's time to come. You don't have to go through what you're going through by yourself, because Jesus already has paid the price for your sin. Every burden that you're carrying right now, if you come to Jesus, your burden will be lighter. But you got to come. Well, you say, well, I got enough time. I'm kind of young, you know. But tomorrow is not promised to anybody. It just might be too late. Today we got to come. You got to come to the burden bearer. You got to come to the one that shed his blood for your sin. You got to come to the one that died on the cross for you. You got to come to the one that was pierced in his side, the one that was pierced in his feet, the one that was pierced in his hand, the one that had the crowns of thorns upon his head. He the one that carries your burden. The world didn't carry it for you. But it'll give you plenty of burden, and it'll give you plenty of sorrow. It'll give you many afflictions, and it'll give you many persecutions. And it'll have you in places that you ought not to be. But if you come to Jesus, he said, come, 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 my brother, come, my sister. Will you come? You don't have to go through it by yourself. Will you come? You need to come. Because when you come, you got to start with salvation. If you're not saved, if you're just a church girl on the church rope and you are not saved, and we know whether we're not saved or not. We know. We got to get it right. We got to come while the blood is yet running warm in our veins. We got to come to the one that we can lay down our burdens at the cross, the one that died for us. The world didn't die for you. Satan didn't die for you. Jesus is the one that died and carried the cross. He was the one that carried every burden, every sickness, and every disease. He already carried it. He don't want you to carry it. You say, well, I done some things. He said in the word of God that God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that you and I might be saved and have eternal life. He's already carried. You got to come. You got to come to him now because he died that we might be forgiven of our sins, that we might have eternal life, that we don't have to walk around burdened down. You're trying to do it the world's way. You know, come to Jesus while you still have time. You know, the time is now. That we got to straighten out our life and get our life right before God. You don't have to carry no burden. I'm going to tell you. I'm going to give you a testimony. Can't give it all to you because I don't want to scare you. But I'm going to give you this. I was a church goer, and I was in the church every Sunday. I was not saved. I was carrying some burdens that nobody should never have to carry. I know God is real because he delivered me out of a living hell. And I was carrying some burdens, some sorrows and pain. God, and I stood up and I said, I don't know what it is, but I know that you do know. And I asked God to come into my life for real. Because I'm like, I'm going in and out of this church house, and nothing is changing in my life. And I'm still carrying these burdens. I'm still carrying this pain. I can't rest that night. I got pain and sorrow. Nobody's helping me. Oh, God, when you come into my life, help me, Jesus. He answered my prayer. He came, stood up my burden. Oh, my God is testimony. Hey, God. He came into my heart and into my life as my Savior. But I had to come. And I had to ask him. Because I needed a burden buried. Because I was so weighed down with all the trouble and the things that I was going through. I was in a living hell, y'all. Delivered me from that. And I want you to know, the same God that delivered me is the same God that can deliver you. It don't matter what you own. You may be on crack. You may be an alcoholic. You may be a homeowner. You may be a liar, a thief, a murderer, a liar. But God can deliver your soul. You may be in debt. You got more bills than you got money. You may have problems in your marriage, but God can deliver you from all things. But we have to give him the burden, but you got to start with salvation. You got to come. Come today. That same God that delivered me, I know him as a deliverer. And I know that he can deliver you if he will come. And I want to give you the invitation to Christ right now to come. You get to come as you are, but you don't get to stay. Because I want you to know there's no way that you can come to Jesus and your life never changed. So when I came to Jesus, for real, I got up on the right ministry, up under the right people that God has sent. My whole life changed. My burden began to just drop off. It became lighter in my life because I knew a man named Jesus. I began to develop a relationship with the Son of God, and I knew the man named Jesus. I knew the true burden bearer. I knew him for the pardon of my sins, and I repented, and I turned away from sin. So you're going to have to repent and turn away from sin. You got to cast that stuff away. You got to give it to him. He's the only one that's going to help you. He's the only one that can help me. I would have still been in that living hell if it had not been for the living God. But he delivered me. I had to give it to him. I had to lay down them burdens at the cross. I had to lay it all down. Lay it down. And I want to encourage you to lay it down and come. If you are backslidden, come back to Christ, your first love. If you are in that church house, and there's many that are in the church house that are not saved, and it's a troop. You don't know this burden bearer. You don't know the man named Jesus that can deliver you from whatever you're going through right now. That's why he said, cast all your burdens upon the Lord, Jesus Christ, the Lord. Jesus is Lord. You got to come. Not to the unbelievers right now. You need to come, my brother, my sister. You need to come. And you need to make a decision today who you're going to serve. You going through the same thing every day. See, that wasn't about me with my testimony. I was going through the same thing. Something wasn't right. I'm going in and out of church house. Ain't no anointing going on. Jesus' name is on the building. Ain't nothing going on in the house. I'm still going through these burdens. I'm still going through this trouble. I'm still having this anxiety. I'm still having these problems. And ain't you no better? Something ain't right. We want the true Spirit of God. And we need to know it when it speaks. God is calling you to come. He calling you because he loves you. He said, why are you calling me? He calling you because he loves you. He know what you're burdened down with, too. He know what you're carrying. And he don't want you to carry it no more because he's already carried it for you. You are worthy. He died because you was worthy. You carried it, and you don't have to. If you would have said a simple prayer with me, Lord, I'm a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my heart and be my Lord and say, I believe that you lived and died and rose again for me. Huh. I give you all of my burden. I give you all of my sorrow. I give you all of my pain. I believe that you lived and you died and you rose again just for me. I give you my broken heart. Give me a heart of flesh. Go in and do a spiritual operation on my heart. Lift all these burdens off of me, Lord Jesus. Help me, Lord. Got to mean it. And you got to repent. So, Lord, I repent of my sin with a godless sorrow. And that simply means just turning your life around and coming to Jesus, the Lord, the burden bearer. Ask him to come, and he will come. Don't play with him now if you don't want him. But ask him to come and be your Savior today. Choose this day who you will serve. And to start developing your relationship with him, that thou may know the Son of God, that you can take on his yoke and his burdens alike. He carried all of that. Whatever it is, you can nail it to the cross. You can lay it down at his feet and say, I'll leave it with you, Jesus. Ain't no worry about it. Because he is the living hope. He is the burden bearer.
He's the savior of the world. He's the light of the world. He can bring you out of your darkness. He can heal and deliver you from anything that's coming against you. But you got to start at salvation. And I hope and pray that you said that prayer so that you can straighten out your life and get your life right with God this day in Jesus' mighty name. And if you said that prayer, we do believe that you are saved. And I want you to hit me up on Facebook. You can hit a Pathetic Corner Ministry, Prophet Martha Ministry, Elder Evangel Bertha Askews, Faith on by Hearing Ministry, Voice of Truth, Pastor Joseph Ryle, and Apostle Prophet Yvonne Ryle, Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. You can inbox any of us there on Facebook, and we will get back with you because we want you to know a man named Jesus. Because you're going to feel better. You should feel better already. Not because of me, because of his anointing, because of his power and his presence. So I want to encourage you right now to go ahead and hit any one of us up. It don't matter. We're all up on the same umbrella. We believe and have the same faith. We believe in the living God. And I want to thank God for your soul today. Amen. To God be the glory. I want to encourage every believer that already have a personal relationship with God. Whatever you're going through in your house, on your job, out and about, in the marketplace, in the church house, wherever you are, lay that burden down. Don't carry it another day. Don't carry it another day. Give it to Jesus. And he will work it out. Give it to Jesus. He's already carried it to Jesus. He's already carried the cross. Give it to Jesus. And everything will be all right. Jesus is our burden bearer. And we need to look to Jesus to meet all of our needs. He will help us. We got to trust him. Give everything unto him. And know every day, get this word, listen to it, hear the word of God, read the word of God. Just cast all your burdens upon him. You're going to feel much better when you put it in the hands of Jesus. When you put your burdens in his hand, you're going to feel much better. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we just thank you right now. We ask you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to release the weight of the heaviness of the burden that your people are carrying, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Whatever that burden that they are carrying, God, we pray right now, Father God, that they will lay it down at the cross and cast it upon you, oh God, for you care for us, oh God. Let them come, oh God, I pray. All those that are heavy laden, oh God, and burdened down, oh God, whatever burdened them down, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I thank you right now that you're able, God, to do all things, oh God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, God. We release your healing, oh God, even now, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you to move every care that they have, every burden, oh God. We ask you to give them rest so they can sleep at night, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we pray that they will give it to you, oh God, because we know that you're able to keep them, God. We know that you're able to heal them, God. We know that you're able to deliver them, God. We know that you're able to save them, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, help us not to lose our faith in these last and evil days, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Help us to trust in you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you right now for every unsaved soul, oh God, that has given their life to Christ today, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh Father God, we just thank you for every soul that is saved in Jesus' mighty name. It is so and is done in Jesus' name. So Lord, we just thank you, thank God for his word. Lay down your burden, man of God, woman of God. Lay down your burdens and give it to Jesus. All of your burdens upon him. For he's able to sustain you. He said, come all those who are weary, those that are heavy laden, those that are tired and weary, those that seem like there's no way. He said, come and just lay it down at the cross and give it to him and trust him to know that he's able to do all things. But fail us. Amen. To God be the glory. We thank God for his word. Lay down thy burden, thy weary one. Lay them down in Jesus' name. Amen. To God be the glory. I want to go ahead and do the BLT announcement. We have already did the invitation to Christ. Amen. To God be the glory. On Sundays, we have the Hour of Power. For the Hour of Power, it's Pathetic Corner Ministry with your host, Prophetess Martha Williams. She's on the air live from 5 o'clock to 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. She's the first half of the Hour of Power. Voice of Truth is the second half of the Hour of Power. And we're on the air live from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So on Sunday, you get 2 hours of power. Amen. So we want to encourage you to get connected. Follow Prophetess Martha there on Facebook, Martha William or Prophetess Martha William. You can inbox the prophet. Amen there. Amen. To God be the glory. Those who have given their life to Christ today, we want to welcome you to our family, amen, Without Walls family, amen. And we want to encourage you to go to Facebook, go to Without Walls, Prophetess Martha Williams, Martha Williams, Prophetess Yvonne Ryle, Pastor Joe's a Facebook page, and you can follow them there. You don't even have to send them a friend request. You can follow them there. Elder Evangeline Bursa, Ask You Faith Comes By Hearing Ministry. You can follow her there. You can also inbox each and every one of them there. Amen. And so you can give them your prayer request if you want to follow their ministry, if you want to be under that ministry, because when you're up under Without Wild Worldwide Ministry, all of these ministries are under that ministry. Amen. All on the same umbrella. So we want to encourage you to do that. And we just give God glory for all of the souls. Amen. To God be all of the glory. On Tuesday night, we had one word from the Lord with my leaders, Apostle Prophet Yvonne Ryle and Pastor Joseph Ryle. They're on the air at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And they always come with a powerful word from the Lord. I want to encourage you to get connected. Amen. Your life will change. You will get to know the burden bearer. You'll get to know the man named Jesus if you come, for real. If you really want it and you really want your life to change, I want to encourage you to do that. They are mentors. They are a life coach. You can contact them again on Facebook. And you can, whatever concerns or whatever's going on, you know, they are able to help you. They've been married for 37 years, so they can help you with marriage counseling. If you need someone to, you need a covering for your ministry, amen, you want the right covering over your ministry, amen, they can help you there. They do ordinations. They can do marriages. They do perform marriages and all of those things. That churches do with walls, amen. So I want to encourage you to do that. We also want to encourage you to become a partner for an offering of $25 or more. If you would like to become a partner, you can inbox any one of us. If you want to partner with Pathetic Corner, if you want to partner with One Word, if you want to partner with Faith Come By Hearing, if you want to partner with Voice of Truth, if you want to partner with Without Walls Worldwide Ministry, just hit any of us up and we will tell you how to do that. We also want to encourage you to sow. You know, it's time to give unto the work of God. Amen. This is good, fertile ground. You want seed in the ground so that you can get a harvest. So I want to encourage you to do that. I'm not going to tell you how much to sow and none of that. And I do hope and pray that everybody was obedient to what God said last week. And that was the soul, an offering unto Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. Now, God didn't say how much, and we don't do that over here. We don't, we, well, first, we are obedient unto the word of God. And we want you to be blessed. And you, in order for you to be blessed, you're going to have to let something out. You got a bulldog grip on it, and you don't want to let nothing out. And the only way you can get a blessing, you got to sow a seed in the ground. You don't get corn without putting a seed in the ground. We wouldn't have none of the fruits and vegetables that we have without seed in the ground to get a harvest. So you're going to have to put some seed in the ground. So we need to get it right. Sow your tithe and offering where it's fertile ground. We're not going to tell you to get in a $100 line, a $1,000 line. We're not going to tell you to give an offering by scripture. That ain't what God said in the word of God. We got to get it right. We got to know the true voice of God when it speaks. And he said it, so I just hope you was obedient to it. We're going to leave it right there. That's between you and God. Amen. I'm just the messenger of the living God. I come with a message from the living God. It's not up to me. It's up to him. And I have to say what he's saying. I can't water it down. I'm going to say what he's going to tell me to say. Because I got to be obedient to what he said. I'm trying to please God, not man. But we want to encourage you to come a part of these ministries. And when you become a partner with these ministries, amen, you will get special perks. We'll put you on the prayer list. You'll get prayer for you and your family. Amen. We can get a prayer up. Not saying nowhere else can't, but we can get prayer up. There's some prayer warriors over here. Amen. To God be the glory. I ain't never seen nothing like it. I'm praying people. They can pray down some things. Ooh, if you ain't never heard elder pray, and you never heard prophet Mark to pray, apostle and pastor, hey, you pray to pray. You heard me pray. Hey, we some prayer warriors. We all come to play. This is real church. This is real ministry right here. So come play it. Don't play. Don't touch it. That's not God's anointing. Do it probably no harm. Don't do that for, but don't do it. Don't do it. This is real ministry. We real. We ain't fake. This is a real ministry. It was ordained by God before the foundation of the world. Don't do it. I want to encourage you to get it. All those who are seeking a church home. You know, I think sometimes with religious things, we get caught up in churches that, and nothing wrong with buildings. Don't get me wrong. But Jesus' ministry was outside of the church because it was the people outside of the church that needed the healing. Noah was the one that needed the deliverance. He never had a church building. The people were the church. We are the people of God, are his church. And we can come together all over the world through technology. These ministries can be your church home, whatever one you choose to be up under. And if you choose that church home, you need to pay up your tithe and your offering into that ministry to be blessed. Don't take that tithe and offering and give it to a ministry that you have not received the word. God is not pleased with that. I want to encourage you to get it right so that you can be blessed and highly favored of God. So I want you to do that and do it today. Let's get it right. You know, an apostle would say, you ain't going to go to Burger King and eat and then go get pay Wendy's. That ain't going to happen. They're going to put you in jail. That ain't going to happen. You can't have it your way. We got to do it according to the word of God. So we got to sow seed into the ministry where we are receiving the word, where we are getting deliverance and healing. And if you're a leader, and there's a lot of you on this line that are leaders, and I ain't going to even say who you are. I ain't going to call you out. But you're on this line. You're on there every Sunday when Prophetess Martha is on the line. You're on there when Apostle and Pastor on Tuesday. You're on there when Elder's on there on Wednesday. And we want you to be on there because as leader, we need to be fed too. We need somebody to pour back into us. That's a good thing. But we also need to sow into those ministries. We know what is right. Let's do what is right in the sight of God. Amen. To God be the glory. We want to thank every one of you. I also want to say, I forgot to say about Elder Ministry, Faith Come by Hearing Ministry is live on Block Talk Radio on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you can listen to her. You can listen to, you can go to her Facebook page and click on the link, amen, and you can listen to the service. But we want to encourage you to do that, a powerful woman of God, a praying woman of God, amen. We want to encourage you to get connected to all of these ministries, amen. You'll get encouraged during the week. Also, Voice of Truth, we do voice tweets on Twitter, amen. We just put some out the other day. So we want to encourage you and keep you encouraged in the Lord. We know that we're living in the last and evil days, and God wants us to be encouraged. And so we want to do that, and we're doing that work for God, not for ourselves, but for God. Amen. So you can connect with me there on Twitter. You can also connect to me on my personal page if you would like, because I do put a lot of encouragement on that page. And a matter of fact, it is a lot of leaders on that page as well, because we do need encouragement. Amen. To God be the glory. So I want to encourage you again. Do not do ministry by yourself. And I don't know who you are. You're a man. You're a man of God. But you can contact Pastor on Facebook, Devon Ryle. I think it's Prophet Yvonne Ryle or Yvonne Ryle, and you can there leave your contact information there, and they will get back with you. Pastor will get back with you. Amen. Because you don't want to do ministry by yourself, and I know people will not help you. Oh, they see the anointing on your life. I can give you a testimony on that too. If you come to up under this ministry, man of God, you will get the help that you need with your ministry. I am where I am today, knowing the burden bearer, knowing God for myself and the things of God and spiritual things of God as well. And this would not be a ministry, because you don't want your ministry to dry up, man of God, because God has called you to do a work in ministry. You just got to get on the right leader. I do hope and pray that you will contact them, leave them your contact number, and they will get back with you, amen, and they will help you. I'm telling you, they will. I am where I am today because of the man of God and the woman of God. I love them two people. Oh, I've never seen nothing like it before. But I want to encourage you to do that and do that today. Do not have a long range of spirit thinking you can do it by yourself. The devil will whoop you down out there. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Please don't do it. Please contact them. Amen. And I got one other announcement. I want to encourage you, if you have not purchased my ebook, The Heart Reflection, or I Found It in Me, you can do that at Amazon.com. You can put in The Heart Reflection or I Found It in Me. Google it, and you should find it. They're only $2.99. Amen. We want to encourage you to do that. We want you to give it as a gift to others, amen. It will bless their souls. It is a good read. It will change your heart if you get this word in these e-books, amen. It's not my work, but it is the work of God, and it is authored by God. So I want to encourage you to do that, amen. We want to thank you in advance for doing that, and we're going to get out of here. And I think I did all of the announcements. Amen. We're going to get ready to get out of here. So I'm going to go ahead and do the benediction. Amen. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Now to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, I say you be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore, amen. We pray right now that you will have safe holiday tomorrow on Labor Day. If you are off, be safe. Wear your mask. If you're among a crowd, be careful on the highways. There's a lot of stuff going on the highways. So we just pray that God be with you. We pray for his traveling grace. We pray right now for the covering of his blood over you and your family in this holiday season. Just be careful, enjoy. Meet us here next week at the same place, at the same time, here on Block Talk Radio at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Know that God loves you, and we love you too, here at Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries.